Blog Talk Radio.
Money is spent, a little bit of bag of food, and your baby need a pair of shoes. Turn to your neighbor and tell him, I tell you what you ought to do. Jesus can work it out if you let him. Dying with him.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I thank God for you tonight for joining us on Blog Talk Radio Co-Oz. I thank God for this platform so your life can be imparted, that the hands of God might rain mightily upon you. We thank God and we bless God for what he has done in your life and for what he will do tonight in the name of Jesus, in the precious name of Jesus. This is your host, Prophet Samuel of Rock of Faith International in Lawrenceville, Georgia. I trust God for his power to move tonight. I trust God that wherever you may be hearing my voice tonight, or depends on what time you are in your location, I'm trusting that God will move mightily in your life, that chains will be broken and yokes will be destroyed by the anointing of God in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you tonight. We just bless your name. We thank you for your faithfulness, Father God. We pray that your power will go forth on this platform tonight, that your power will go through the waves and bring transformation into the lives of everyone, Father God. That lives will be touched. Holy Spirit, speak tonight. Take control in the name of Jesus. Move and reign in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you, precious Lord. And we bless your holy name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Tonight, I will be teaching on shining in the glory of God. Shining in the glory of God. The purpose of God and the plan of God, every believer is to reign over everything that he has created. So the plan of God and his agenda for humankind is to reign over all that he has created. And we can see that in the book of Genesis, after the creation of Adam, gave him power and dominion over everything. So God's plan for you is to shine in his glory is to reign. In his glory is to have dominion of all he has created. And I pray that tonight, that from every areas, in every areas of your life, you will shine and reign in the name of Jesus, in the precious name of Jesus. So to shine means to have abundance. To shine means to illuminate, to candle, and to lighten, to brighten every areas of your life. To be a light to those that are in darkness. So to shine is to bring illumination. The Bible says that we are the light of the world, and it cannot be hidden. So we are the light of God in the universe, so that we may shine to those that hasn't come to the knowledge of God. To be a light to those that are in darkness. We are to give light where there is darkness. We are to give light where there is darkness. When we look at the book of Genesis chapter 1, we saw that before God spoke everything to existence, the Bible says that darkness covered the face of the earth. And when God spoke, there was an illumination. So for every believer that has come to the knowledge of God, that has surrendered their life to God, they are a shining light in every dark areas. They bring forth illumination. They bring forth enlightenment to those that do not know God. So it is to shine is part of our DNA that God has given to you and I. And the glory of God also means to have abundance. To have abundance. That glory right there in Greek word is called kabod, which means to have abundance, to have riches, to experience splendor, to be dignified, to have reputation, to be reverenced. Shine in the glory of God. To shine in the glory of God, we experience newness in our lives. We experience turn around in every ramification. And God's desire for you is to have everything pertaining to godliness. God gave man dominion. When God created every creeping things, every flying thing, every walking thing, God brought them to Adam to name them. And what the Bible says, whatever Adam called them, that was their name. So God gave us dominion, a total control everything. that he has created. And when God did that in the life of Adam, is to allow the glory of God to manifest, that people may see the abundance of God, that they may see the richness of God, that they may see the splendor of God, and being dignified by God himself. So I don't know where you find yourself tonight, but I bring you a good news in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you tonight that there is nothing God cannot do. There is no situation, no circumstances that God cannot change. And the Bible says, he desires that you may prosper in all things and live in good health. To live in good health is the glory of God that radiates in your life. It's the light of God that shines upon you. So God desires that you have everything pertaining to godliness, that you live a life of abundance, a life of richness, a light of illumination, that people see and see the glory of God in your life. So I bring you a good news that God is turning your situation around in the name of Jesus. That the hands of God is bringing you out of that limitation, out of that condemnation, out of that rejection. God is bringing you out in the name of Jesus. And you are a shining light to those that are in the darkness in the mighty name of Jesus. We know the story of Moses. Moses was in Pharaoh, he was in the palace, but he was in darkness. Moses eats or ate with the king. He wore every good cloth, every designer cloth, the best teacher. He went to the best school, and yet he was in a dark place. When we look at the book of Exodus, and we saw when the light of God came upon him, when the grace of God rise upon him or descended upon him, he became a light of the world. He became the rescuer through the hands of God to bring the children of Israel out of place of bondage. And I declare that God is bringing you out tonight in the name of Jesus from every sicknesses, from every infirmities, from every limitation. The hands of God is bringing you out tonight in the name of Jesus. And the glory of God is raining upon you tonight in the name of Jesus. Where you find yourself right now is not your destiny. Situation that you are right now is not a conclusion to where God is taking you. God is taking you to a higher ground, is taking you to a higher level in the precious name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the precious name of Jesus. The book of Isaiah 60 verse 1 says, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. I decree your light has come tonight, and the glory of God is coming upon you tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. God is saying to you tonight, wherever you may find yourself, maybe you may even thinking about committing suicide. Maybe you are even thinking about there is no way, there is no helper. God is coming to deliver you tonight in the name of Jesus. You are rising from that place of abandonment to be a shining light in the name of Jesus. For the glory of God has come upon you tonight. Receive it right now in the name of Jesus. I say receive it right now in the name of Jesus. I say receive it right now in the name of Jesus. For the glory of God is coming upon you. Arise and shine. For the light, your light has come, your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Your light has come, your light has come. The light of God is shining in every darkness of your life, in every darkness of your family, of your children, of your loved one, of your business. The light of God is shining upon you tonight. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Arise. Don't allow your circumstances to limit where God is taking you. God hasn't concluded about you, and no man can conclude your destiny. It's not over until God says over. Arise, arise, arise from your Cancun. Arise from that place. Arise from that drug situation. Arise from that place of rejection. Arise and shine, for the glory of God has risen upon you tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says, for if God is for you, who can come against you? Who can come against you? If God is for you, who can come against you? God is standing beside you tonight and is pulling you out in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. The story of the man by the pool of Bethesda. The man, the Bible say, he has been sitting there for 38 good years. And when the light came, when the glory came, he was so busy looking at his situation that he could not recognize that the glory of God is right there upon him. He could not see the light that came purposely for him. It is so possible for even a believer not to recognize the glory of God when it's already upon him. It is very possible for a woman of God not to see the light of God shining in her direction. And the Bible says this man was there and Jesus stood before him. He said, what can I do for you? And he began to complain to Jesus Christ. The light is standing before him, the light of the world standing before him, the glory of God himself was before him and he could not recognize it because he allowed his circumstances to cloud his vision. He allowed his challenges, his dilemma to determine his feeling, his thoughts, his decision. And God and Jesus said to him, what may I do for you? And he began to complain. Like you may have been complaining that I've prayed, God didn't hear me, that I can, I've done everything and I'm not seeing anything. Hey, people of God, don't throw in that towel. The Bible said, behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. God is for you. That book of Isaiah 60, verse 1 says, arise, shine, for the glory of God have risen upon you. Don't allow your circumstances. Walk in the power of God. Sing and dance in the power of God. Declare what you want in the power of God. Mazali kadalia poliande lebosotolia kada. Zetole mahandeli pashetolia kada. Don't be clouded by your situation. God wants to deliver you. He wants to set you free. Arise and shine, for the glory of God has come and his light has risen upon thee. And verse 2 says, for behold, the darkness shall cover the heart, and the deep darkness the people, but the Lord will arise over you. The Lord will arise over your situation. He will arise over your challenges. He will arise over that bondage. He will change those situations. Say, for behold, darkness has covered the heart and the deep darkness, the people, but the Lord himself will arise over you. And his glory will be seen upon you. The children of Israel, we know that they were in bondage for 430 years, a journey that was supposed to take them a couple of days. When people move from the will of God and the plan of God for their lives, they begin to experience attack of the enemy. When you are disconnected from the source of light, you are a prey to the work of Satan. When you are disconnected from the creator of the universe, your vision is totally paralyzed because you cannot see as God desires for you to see. The children of Israel find themselves in the wilderness, moving around in circles because they disconnected from the one who brought them out of the land of Egypt, the one who divided the Red Sea for them to walk through, the one that fed them with manna, the one that turned the water of Mara to a sweet water. And God finally came and said, arise now. You have been in this situation for too long. You have been in these circumstances for too long. You have been tied down for too long. Arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord have risen upon you. When the glory of God comes upon you, when the light of God rises upon you, everything concerning you must change. Because our God is a chain breaker, is a mountain mover, is a yoke destroyer. So when the light of God and his glory comes upon you, every situation in your life must turn around. Everything that needs to be shaken will be shaken. But your obedience is connected to your fruitfulness. Let me say that again. Your obedience to the word of God is connected to your fruitfulness. And disobedience disallow you from being fruitful. The book of Deuteronomy 28, it says, "Shall come to pass if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God and do according to which he has commanded thee this day, then he shall." So there are conditions to experience God manifestation. There are principles and precepts that you must follow to see the manifestation of God in your life. The Bible says that the hands of God is not shortened that he cannot save, neither is here, is there, that he cannot hear you there, but your sin, your iniquity has separated you from God. So one of the things that limits the fulfillment of God in our life is sin. Disobedience and sin, lack of faith. Until you are rooted in your faith and following the plans of God and obeying the will of God, then that glory which has been made available for you can begin to bring fulfillment into your life. Said, "Behold, the darkness shall cover the heart and the deep dark the people, but the glory of the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you." That means you must arise from that place of darkness, that place of drunkenness, of drunkenness, of fornication, of sin, so that the glory of God may shine upon you. The Bible says, "Shall we continue to increase in sin and expect the glory of God to shine?" And the Bible says, "No, it is impossible. Unless you repent from your sin and walk in the will of God and his purpose." And the book of Isaiah 62 verse 1 says, "For Zion's sake, I will not hold my peace." Who is Zion? You, every believer is a Zion. Zion represents the city of God. It represents the place of holiness. It represents the place of righteousness. And we, as a believer, we are a Zion. We are Zion because we are in Christ Jesus. We are holy and peculiar people. And he said, "For Zion's sake," that means for your sake, "I will not hold my peace." For your sake, God will not hold his peace. For your house's sake, for your children, for your business, for your wife, for your husband. He said, "I will not hold my peace. And for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest." until the righteousness go forth as brightness and her salvation as a lamp that burns. God is saying, for your sake, I will not rest until her righteousness go forth as brightness and as salvation as a lamp that burns continuously. And what does that mean? That God will not rest until we see you and I enjoying everything that he has made provisions for, till he sees his manifestation, his purpose, and his desire in our lives. Until we are completely renewed and walking in righteousness, so that that glory and his salvation can bring illumination into our lives and those that are around us perpetually, continuously. And that verse 2 says, the Gentiles shall see your righteousness and all the kings your glory. You shall be called a new name, that those that may have ridiculed you, those that may have looked down at you, when God begins to manifest himself, they will see that glory upon you. Even the kings, they will see the glory of God. Even those that have made fun of you, they will see the glory of God in your life. And he said, you shall be called a new name because the glory of God has come upon you. The light of God has risen over your life. And he said, you shall be called a new name, which the mother of the Lord will name. You shall also be a crown of glory in the hands of the Lord. You shall also be a crown of glory in the hands of the Lord. And a royal diamond in the land of God. Not only that the glory of God will be upon you, but the hands of God himself will also rest upon you. And people will see and glorify God, even though they may have write you up, even though they may have think less about you. But I decree tonight, under the anointing of God on this radio, we reign mightily upon you tonight in the name of Jesus. God is not limited by distance or by your geographical location. Therefore, I decree and declare that the anointing of God that is present on this intermedium, that it will come forth upon you tonight in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I release you tonight from every shackles. I release you tonight from every sickness. I release you tonight from every generational curses. I release you tonight from every bondage. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the precious name of Jesus, the glory of God is shining in your house tonight in the name of Jesus. The glory of God is shining on your business tonight in the name of Jesus. The glory of God is shining upon you tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The book of Genesis, chapter 22, verse 16, said, "By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done these things and you have not withheld your son, your only son, blessing, I will bless you, and multiplying, I will multiply your descendants as the star of heaven, and as the sand which is on the seashore, and your descendants shall possess the gates of their enemies." A God speaking to Abraham here after he made effort to offer Isaac. After his effort by obeying God to offer his only son, Isaac, to God. The son he has prayed for to offer him to God as a sacrifice. People of God, I come to tell you tonight, without a test, there is no testimonies. Without a seed, there is no increase. You may find yourself in a place that you there is no way out. I decree and declare that your testimony is right at the door and you are coming forth in the name of Jesus, precious name of Jesus. Abraham experienced a complete turnaround like never before in his life, because he trusted God to sacrifice his son, whom he loved, Isaac, to God. And what are you sacrificing? What is it that you sacrifice? Something that is very important to you that you sacrifice to God. What is it that you can say, "I have done," and call God on your behalf to move? Sacrifice does not have anything to do not with only monetary. Are you giving your time to God? Are you giving your time to those that are around you? Your neighbor, your children, your wife, are you giving time to them? Are you giving your time to God? Are you giving your time to prayer, to fast? Are you giving your time to study the Word of God? Abraham here gave his only son as a sacrifice. One thing we must know, that we cannot outgive God. That means we cannot give more than God. Whatever you give to God is coming back to you in multiple. And God is saying to Abraham, because you have done this, because you have obeyed my voice, to offer your son, your only son, to me as a sacrifice. Say, in blessing, I will bless you. In increase, I will multiply you. Your descendants as the star of the sky or of the heaven, and as the sun of the sea. Because you obey me, I will bless you. I will blow your mind beyond human comprehension. So learning to give your time or your life and everything to God brings God's total turnaround. It brings God's divine multiplication into your lives. And when you give to God, or because when you give to people around you, you have given to God. But when you give your time and your substance to God, also brings immeasurable blessings of God upon you. And I pray that that blessing is coming upon you in the name of Jesus. That blessing is coming upon you in the name of Jesus. And the principle to enjoy God's divine benefits. First, you must be righteous and walk in holiness. The book of Psalms 37, verse 25 says, I have seen young, and now I'm old, yet I have not seen a righteous forsake, nor his descendant begging for bread. When you walk in righteousness and holiness, God will turn your life around. And the spirit of begging and lacking, God will take it away. And I decree that upon you tonight in the name of Jesus. And secondly, obedience. The book of Job 36:11 says, if thy obey and serve, they shall spend their life in prosperity and their years in pleasure. If we obey God and serve God, he said, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. So serving God and obeying God brings prosperity, increase, and good health into our lives. And thirdly, abiding in the presence of God. God, the Psalm 91 says, he who dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of Almighty God. So abiding in the secret place of God is a place of refuge, is a place of victory, is a place of breakthrough. So when we follow all these principles, we begin to enjoy the blessings of God and turn around our lives. So people of God, to enjoy this benefit, you must serve God wholeheartedly and seek him with all your heart. And I pray that that turnaround is coming upon you in the name of Jesus. I'm going to stop here tonight and we shall continue. But if you haven't given your life to Jesus Christ, I encourage you now to give your life to Jesus Christ. And you can pray this prayer with me. Say, Father, I give my life to you. Wash me with your blood, and I will live for you in Jesus' name. If you do that with me tonight, you are saved and you are set free in Jesus' name. If you are sick, just lay your hands wherever. Father, heal everyone and touch them right now in the name of Jesus. For the Bible says, by his stripes we are healed. Therefore, I decree healing from the top of their heads to the sole of their feet. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. In Jesus' name. Praise God. God bless you, and I'll see you next week.